Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Middle of the week is here already. Seems like these weeks are just going by faster and faster. Means we're headed to the end of the summer and football season. It's a good thing. Welcome in, Spencer on Sports here on KGYM 1600. KGYM, also on your FM dial 102.3 and 106.3 in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. Coming to you live for the Circus Sports Iowa Studios with you every weekday from 2 until 3. Talking sports is what we do best around here. Occasionally we delve into other things like random tennis interruptions we had in the show yesterday. I don't have anything as good as that today. I'm sorry. I did not stumble across anything like that. If you tuned into yesterday's show, if you missed it, you can check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Rather interesting reason tennis match in Montreal was delayed briefly. If you missed it, I invite you to check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Like I said, busy show today. Get into a little college football. We spent a good chunk of the time yesterday talking about streaming. News coming out, but it was leaked yesterday that a couple Iowa football games would be on Peacock this fall, the streaming service. We talked about that for a good chunk of the show yesterday. So we pushed what I initially planned to talk about to today, which is more on, and this is something we've mentioned before and we've talked about before, at least to maybe scratch the surface of, but you have realignment, you have this latest round of realignment, you have the college football playoff set to expand coming up, not this season, but next season. How does realignment tie into the CFP expansion? And according to Ross Dellinger at Yahoo Sports, there is going to be rather interesting discussion on this. It sounds like at least at this point, there are two different models, two different formats that are set to be discussed in a meeting coming up here in the next few weeks with this the CFP board, if you will. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on which model you think works best for the college football playoff. I have my thoughts. I want to hear yours. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Nothing new in the realignment front, although some interesting reporting from ESPN.com today. Their reporter, Andrea Adelson, about, well, the whole ACC thing right now. Of course, with Cal and Stanford, and of course, Washington State and Oregon State kind of floating out there in no man's land for 2024, a four-team Pac-12. Makes a lot of sense, right? There's been those ongoing discussions about, you know, is it going to be the ACC that throws the life raft or the life preservers out to at least two of the four remaining Pac-12 teams? It doesn't sound like that is going to happen. And Andrea Adelson from ESPN has an interesting piece today about kind of the discussions that have been going on. We've learned in the last week or so who's holding up the vote, who's against the vote, who's against, I should say, adding those two teams, Cal and Stanford, to the ACC, who's for it. And some interesting stuff from Andrea here today. We'll get to that coming up before 3 o'clock as well. Also, I want to get to a little some baseball. We got some daytime baseball going on today, including the Twins and the Tigers. But the NBA has announced the games of their in-season tournament, which starts up in early November. And curious for the basketball fans out there, does it make you more interested, less interested? You're still indifferent about the NBA, especially the in-season, the regular season stuff. We'll get to that before 3 as well. As always, love to hear from you, 319-366-1600. And 319-366-1600, talk or text line wide open for you here today. Spencer, along with producers Isaac and Jaden, they are talking. I almost did it to you, Isaac. I almost turned on your producer mic while you were instructing producer assistant Jaden on a few things, but I chose to let you be and have your lesson going uninterrupted.
It's not that interesting. It's a lot of audio stuff that I don't think would make great radio.
Are you sure you just want to? You can give listeners the
curtain. If they want to learn how to make promos, you can leave the microphone on, and I'm sure they'd be really intrigued.
I'm sure they would. All right, we'll throw it back to Isaac and Jaden, maybe at the worst possible time, coming up later on in the show. Want to start today? I teased this on Twitter at SW on the radio. If you want to follow along, if you're still on Twitter, same username by the way on Threads. If you have migrated to Threads fully. I have not, but if you are on Threads or Instagram, you can follow same username at SW on the radio. Wanted to start with this, though. I've been teasing this. I was kind of playing the long game yesterday. If you missed the announcement yesterday on the Todd Brommelkamp show here on KGYM, huge news here at the radio station. Starting August 29th, so 2 weeks from yesterday, you, the listeners, are going to have a morning local sports option. Todd Brommelkamp show is moving to mornings, 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. starting Tuesday, August 29th. So 2 weeks from yesterday is when that switch will take place. That means we have an afternoon opening. Now, we have an afternoon opening. I'm teasing an announcement. You can't see me in the studio, but I'm doing the Brian Windhorst meme. Why would Spencer say he's got an announcement? Why would he do that? Why would they do that? Well, if you could put two and two together, Todd's moving to the mornings. There's an opening from 4 to 6. Who's going to be taking over 4 to 6? Me. Hi, it's me, your new 4 to 6 host, starting Tuesday, August 29th of 2023. So 2 weeks from yesterday, we're shuffling the deck chairs here on our sports radio ship. That is for sure. So excited for that. Spencer on Sports expanding to 2 hours on the 29th. A little bit different. Still the same time, afternoon, but moving into the drive time slot. Definitely excited for that opportunity. And it's going to be fun. So we've got, I think, an awesome lineup coming up here starting on the 29th. Got you covered in both the morning drive and the afternoon drive. That's what they call it in the biz for you non-radio folks out there, the morning drive and the afternoon drive. We got you covered from start of the day to the end of the day with local sports talk. Of course, the national sports content in between from ESPN. And definitely excited about that. So an expanded show, same name, same person. Me hanging out with you, just a little bit different time, a little bit further back in your day, but an extended time together. You probably heard me say, I've been doing the show not quite 2 years, started this in, February of 2022, correct? If I'm thinking back to all that time ago, you've probably heard me say, there are days, especially this time of year, going into football season and into, March Madness and so on and so forth, that I feel like I could do a two-hour show. One of those things, maybe it's a be careful what you wish for a moment, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. It's going to be a little bit more time together, a little bit more time to share my thoughts, hear your thoughts. We're planning some new kind of original stuff. Going to have some familiar faces, familiar voices with guests and such joining the program as well. But definitely looking forward to that coming up on the 29th. So 2 weeks from yesterday, the announcement yesterday, Todd Brommelkamp show moving from afternoons to mornings. Spencer on Sports staying in the afternoons and moving to the early part of the evening as well. Spencer on Sports moving from the 2 o'clock hour to the 4 to 6 block coming up on the 29th. You've got mornings, you've got afternoons with local sports talk here in Eastern Iowa, and I think that is a win for all of us. And we'll, of course, have podcasts. If you can't listen to either show, any of our local shows, those podcasts will stay on our website and wherever you get your podcasts. So excited for that. Todd Brommelkamp in the morning. Gym class still. I know a lot of folks tune in for the gym class as well. They are staying exactly where they are. No changes for the gym class. They're still on from 3 to 4. And then I'll be right following the gym class from 4 to 6. Again, all those changes starting up here on August 29th. So definitely looking forward to that. So that's the big announcement. If you were able to put two and two together, you saw Todd's announcement. You saw my rather vague tweets. If you put two and two together, do the math, you've probably all figured it out by now. You're smart folk out there. I trust you that you've probably figured it out. But that was the big announcement. So we're continuing announcement week here at KGYM. 309-366-1600. And just a big thank you to the folks that have welcomed me onto the airwaves here in Eastern Iowa. I'm coming up, I think, on my I'm not like anywhere near the service longevity of, you know, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Todd Brommelkamp, and so on and so forth. But I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary here in Eastern Iowa. I think it's 2 years coming up on the 24th. I'd have to double check that. But 2 years after I started here, just kid they pulled in off the streets from Wisconsin. Like, what's this kid doing here? Who's this guy? Let's bring him in. Have him talk sports. Now getting 2 hours to hang out with you and talk sports on the radio. Certainly grateful for that, but grateful to those of you that hang out. I know we're in the early afternoons, so folks out there probably listening at work, listening in between, going from place to place or doing whatever, running errands if you have the day off or whatever. But certainly I want to thank you for hanging out and hope you'll come with us with our new venture starting on the 29th, 4 to 6, Spencer on Sports taking over the afternoon block here on KGYM, all of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 on the FM dial. All right, announcement time over. We'll get into some sports talk. College expansion and college football playoff expansion. How does that tie into realignment? We'll get to that coming up in a couple minutes right here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, KGYM. Back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. We are going to have a sunny and nice day today. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. Humidity stays relatively low. Tonight, a cold front moves through, may produce a shower, but otherwise it's going to be cloudy and a bit breezy at times. Then tomorrow will be slightly cooler and more comfortable with temperatures staying in the upper 70s to low 80s under sunny skies. We'll then have warmer air building in as we head especially into the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
I'm relatively new with Midwest One Bank. I went there to change my auto loan. I fell in love with the place right away.
We're talking with Kimberlyn about Midwest One Bank.
They didn't feel so corporate. They felt very friendly, like a family, to be honest. I got checking account open, savings account, got my debit card personalized. It's like perfect. I can get on my phone and check out all my accounts. Simply better banking to me means having everything right on my phone, accessible, easy to use.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Get 11% off the last roof you'll ever need with Menards Steel Roofing. Steel roofing is durable, adds value to your home, and can help you save on cooling costs. Steel roofing offers superior wind and hail resistance and is available in cut-to-your-length panels. Get 11% off all Menards Steel Roofing. Good through August 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Advanced Electrical Services is looking for an experience-based journeyman and electrician helpers. This is an excellent chance to start your career or take it up a notch. You'll work full-time, year-round. Come use your skills to do high-quality work for this local, family-owned company with a positive culture and top reputation in the community. Visit advancedelectrical.com to see what they're about. Then call to set up a time to apply in person. Advanced Electrical Services in Iowa City is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
2:19 on a Wednesday. Spencer at Sports with you here at KGYM at 309-366-1600. Little League World Series going on. Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Nevada going at it. from Williamsport. The MLB game at the Little League World Series is this Sunday night. It's their Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. The Nationals and the Phillies, I believe, is the game this time around. A short trip for both teams involved. We got it for you on KGYM Sunday night at 5. 319-366-1600. Isaac, is the training session over?
Yes, good? For
okay.
Now.
Okay.
She will be back next week, Tuesday, because I got class.
Yeah, you're starting school.
Yeah, so.
You're going to be here when you can be, right?
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be no good for me, unfortunately. Okay. I tried to make it work, but.
It's the
way of
your schooling.
School.
Okay, as much as we enjoy having you here, as part of the team, you should get your degree. You're spending lots of money on that degree, so
yeah. You don't need to tell me that I'm spending lots of money. I assume you're spending lots of money.
So go get your degree. That should come first, but sports should also come first. If you understand my advice.
Yes. Don't worry. I tried to make it work, and hopefully in the spring it might work out a little bit better. We'll see. But.
That's all right. But we got Jaden helping us out. I know others are unconfirmed, but stepping in. So good to hear. I just made the official announcement. It's announcement week, apparently, here at KGYM.
Right.
Todd made his announcement yesterday. Huge news that we've got a local sports morning show mm-hmm. here in KGYM starting on the 29th. And Spencer on Sports is moving to the afternoons. Or, well, we are already in the afternoons. It's not like we're going from, 3 a.m. to whatever.
Yeah.
But we're going back to afternoon drive, 4 to 6, starting on the 29th. So a little bit of a shuffle. Gym class still where it is from 3 to 4. All around, I think, a win-win-win for everybody in Eastern Iowa who loves sports. You got the morning, you got the afternoon, still bringing you ESPN content, and heading into college football season, which should be an exciting year for all the teams. I was just thinking about this during the break. Not only is it 2 hours to get to talk sports, get a little bit more breathing room, you don't have to try to get something in under the gun in the first hour. That means 2 more hours, everybody. And this is why, for Tuesdays and Thursdays, you're going to miss out. 2 more hours of me being able to complain about the Brewers.
Well, only for a couple more weeks.
I'll say this. If you are not a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers and you're tired of me talking about them on this radio show, just wait for their inevitable soul-crushing loss in the playoffs and you get to wallow in my misery and take delight in my misery of the Brewers falling short of winning a World Series for the first time in franchise history.
Well, by then it'll be football season and we might have some complaining about the Packers because they probably aren't going to be too great this season either.
See, yeah, but the Brewers have...
A little bit maybe more promise than the Packers do this season.
They have not otherworldly, but they have one of the best pitching cores that they've had in team history with Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta's taken a step back this year. They've had a ton of injuries too that's hurt their depth. But boy, you're going to take this pitching core that you've had and not do anything with it. Like, they didn't make the playoffs last year. Yeah. Now this year, you're gonna make the playoffs, whether you're division winner, wild card. But the chances of, after last night against the Dodgers, 6-2, you're not beating the Dodgers. You're not beating the Braves. You're not beating the Rangers. You're probably not beating the Astros. So it's disappointing. And another year, people talk about wasting Aaron Rodgers and his prime, only one Super Bowl with Green Bay, but... One kind of underrated waste of the prime, and this has nothing to do with the game itself on the field, Bob Uecker, legendary Brewers radio announcer, there's a decent chance he could retire and the team will never have won a world championship. I hope it happens. I hope that I'm surprised, but I think it's going to be one of the biggest failures of this run for Milwaukee baseball. See, you people got an impromptu... Spencer complains about the Brewers here on a day where I announced that I'm expanding my show to 2 hours starting on the 29th. So going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody here at the station is kind of eager for a bigger and better, bolder lineup, kind of giving everybody a little bit of, morning to night coverage. So.
Yeah, I'm glad it's out there because it's been kind of hard, I think, to keep it in because I've just kind of... I think for a while, a lot of us have kind of just wanted to have it out there and talk about it. But yeah, I think there's obviously some nervousness around it, but I think overall there's some excitement. It's general excitement from a lot of people that are involved, and I think it'll be really a net positive for everything.
I understand Todd's nervousness because, I mean, he's been doing his thing from 4 to 6 for forever, like since he started here, essentially, whether it be by himself or with
Alex
Kuhn.
Since I was 10,
or,
technically.
Right.
I would have been 10 and I was listening. I remember listening to on the radio like after school and stuff like that, like when I was coming in high school and stuff. So
there you go. That's how long it's been going on. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I understand that nervousness. Completely different day part. You know, you built up this audience, you built up fans and haters too, you know, for how many years, 13 years, whatever it is, moving to the mornings. I think that's, you know, it's a big move. I understand the nervousness there. Even me, I mean, I've done radio shifts from morning to night and my career. And even me, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I've been cruising along doing an hour and then I got to do two now. What do you mean? But I think it's a good time as any to launch a 2-hour show with football season starting. So not launch, but expand a 2-hour show. Mm-hmm. So definitely looking forward to it. We'll be here ready to go with stuff on the 29th. So look forward to that. More on that. If you missed any, you're like, what are you talking about? 29th? What's this date? Check out the podcast, Todd's show from yesterday, first part of today's show here for Spencer on Sports at KGYMRadio.com. We'll be posting stuff all over social media to let you know about the changes and what's staying the same, too, leading up to the 29th. 319-366-1600. I got some people texting in about the Brewers. 4024 says the Brewers are not a bad team. I did not say the Brewers are a bad team. I think they're a very good team. They just play down to the level of their competition. See the series against the Rockies, A's, even the Twins. I mean, the Twins are good. The Twins are good, not great. Brewers just the offense is so bad, and I'm not sure at this point of the season how you fix it. Rowdy Tellez, Jesse Winker isn't done. Jesse Winker, if you're listening, 319-366-1600. Jesse Winker in town on a rehab assignment with the Timber Rattlers playing the Colonels here this weekend. But also got Rowdy Tellez down in Nashville. He's like 2-for-18 in his rehab stint. If he can figure it out, he certainly has the potential. But, I mean, you got to figure out a spark. And the problem is, and I've said this before, with Milwaukee, they've got a ton of rookies learning on the job. Trial by fire. A lot of these guys, maybe, save for like Sal Frelick, and Garrett Mitchell, who's hurt, should probably still be in AAA. Maybe just now getting their call up, have had maybe half a season in AAA, but, I mean, they've been thrown into the fire at the big league level, and trial by fire sometimes is a big part of not just baseball but any sport. And I think, you know, it's the way you go. And, you know, sometimes teams get hot, right, and they make a run, unexpected run. Team that maybe kind of flew under the radar, figures things out offensively, pitching gets to where they need to be and stays where they're at with certain guys. I think, you know, anything's possible. You just got to get in, right? That's the beauty of kind of the playoff system. It's a little bit harder now than it was, say, well, even 10 years ago, because you have more wild card teams to get through. You have, you know, extra kind of layer to peel your way through if you're a lower seeded team, but it can be done. The Phillies did it last year. Washington Nationals, remember in 2019, they were what, like 19-41? Was that going into the All-Star break? And, I mean, granted, they had, you know, Juan Soto and Trey Turner and, you know, a bunch of good, talented players on that team. But from 19-41 to World Series champ, it can certainly be done. 319-366-1600-4010. Chiming in about the Cubs. Thank you for jinxing my Cubs. Losing to a team like the White Sox is so embarrassing. I was surprised they lost. And then, of course, tying it back into the Brewers, they couldn't beat the Dodgers last night. I didn't think they would, but I was surprised the Cubs lost last night, to be quite honest with you. I was glad they lost. My humble opinion. If the Brewers keep losing and the Cubs find ways to win, I think they will have. It's a race. It has never not been a race, but especially here in the second half, It is going to get more and more interesting here. If what we talked about yesterday comes to fruition, the Brewers go south in this six-game set here against the Dodgers and Rangers. Cubs find ways to win against the teams that they should be beating. Now they didn't last night, but we'll see. Thank you, 4010. 319-366-1600. Let's get into this college sports topic. I think this is interesting. Like I said, nothing new on the realignment front. There is really no news. The big story of the day was Brett Yormark of the Big 12 saying that the rumors of them adding UConn and Gonzaga to create literally the best basketball conference of all time, that is not going to happen. Essentially, what he told Sports Business Journal was that they did have those conversations, but those conversations to add UConn and Gonzaga ended when the Big 12 got in Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State. So essentially, kind of using those two big names from a basketball perspective to maybe entice the other schools, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, to come in and say, hey, you know, these guys are interested. Don't you want in on the party too? And Yormark saying, yeah, we talk with them, but at least for now, we're good over there in the Big 12. That's the news when it comes to realignment. So nothing really, you know, imminent with that. But I saw this yesterday from Ross Dellinger at Yahoo Sports. I always refer to him, and I don't know Ross personally, so I guess I'm apologizing to no one here, but I always refer to him as Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated on the show. And I was reading his article yesterday, like, oh, he's from Yahoo Sports. I should probably stop saying he's from Sports Illustrated. But there is set to be a meeting, and this is the day after we switch to our new local lineup here at KGYM. But August 30th, leaders of the college football playoff, they were set to meet and just talk about kind of the minute details of expanding the CFP in 2024. You know, how many tickets go to which schools and hotels. Let's settle on the hotels, the team hotels and stuff. And of course, that has gone all out the window because of the latest round of realignment. And one of the things that it sounds like could be discussed here is, what do you do with this new world we're in when it comes to realignment? And how do you work in the new situation of college sports and tie it into the expansion of the college football playoff? According to Ross Dellinger's article yesterday and decision makers who've spoken with him, two formats for the new CFP loom as the most likely discussion topics. Now, this is assuming that the Pac-12, what we just need to refer it kind of like we did with Prince way back when, like the conference formerly known as the Pac-12. Do we just need to do that now? It's essentially the Pac-4. We don't know what's going to happen with them. Are they going to merge with the Mountain West? Are they going to work out a deal with the American? It seems like all things are still on the table, but that's going to take down, you know, instead of an even split 6-6 with you know, conference champions and then the at-large teams, it's going to take one of those categories down. So one of the two formats that could come of this from the CFP is a 5+7 model, which is, again, keeping 12 teams, but automatic qualifiers to the CFP drop from 6 to 5, but then you see an increase in the number of at-large spots from 6 to 7. That's one model that could be up for discussion. The other one, and the one that I've seen quite a few people react maybe more negatively to, is the best 12, which is kind of what we're seeing now with just the four teams that are in the CFP, but it is the best 12 teams. And that means there's no automatic qualifiers. You know, it really doesn't matter, you know, if you win your conference or not, if you are determined to be one of the best 12 teams by the committee, the selection committee, you get in. And I think there are people who say, well, yes, we could do that, but we're already having, I don't necessarily think it's bad, but we're having some disagreements with the current model, right? With four teams. And, you know, numbers 5 and 6 are kind of upset that they're getting left out. Well, now if we just do the best 12, then teams 13 and 14 are the teams that are complaining. And I think you're going to have complaints either way with this. But when I look at this and you look at the 5 plus 7, where you get the 5 auto qualifiers, and then you see the best 12 model, which is essentially taking the rankings, it's kind of like the BCS, right? You have the rankings. Well, there are the rankings. The CFP sets the rankings, and the top 12 get in. Well, what's the point of having a conference championship game then? And I know a lot of these conferences now, Big Ten is going to follow here. The ACC already has this year. The Big 12 has done this. They've moved away from divisions, right? You don't see East and West. You don't see North and South. You don't see legends and leaders, although that went the way of the dodo bird a long while ago. But kind of makes you question, what's the point of having a conference championship game even if you're just going to get lumped in with everybody else and you're not necessarily awarded for this, for getting that extra win, getting that extra step, and getting things, to that point of you can call yourself a conference champion and wear that crown and maybe boost your resume a little bit in the committee's eyes with that. So that's kind of the debate. It sounds like that's going to be brought up. There might be another model that comes out. One CFP official told Ross Dellinger, again from Yahoo Sports, quote, "I hope it's as simple as the 5 plus 7, but it could be a fight." Agreeing on things doesn't seem like their strong suit. Remember, it took them, what, like 12 months, 18 months to even agree to expand the CFP in 2024? Here, we're giving you this opportunity to bring in more and more money, get more teams involved, more eyes on the TVs, more people in the stands watching their team or teams compete in college football playoff games, whether it's a stadium site, game in the first round or a semifinal game at a place like the Rose Bowl and so on. Or you have the national championship game too, which already has a ton of people attend. Even when you're sending teams like TCU and Georgia out to Los Angeles, like we saw last year for what turned out to be an awful game. And the CFP is like, well, we just got to think about this a little bit more. And, of course, the Rose Bowl played a part in it, too, because the Rose Bowl did not want to move off of their slot at New Year's Day. But I'm interested to see where this goes. I feel like, and Isaac, I'm not sure where you stand with it, but I feel like you need to have those auto qualifiers. They pushed so hard to get the auto qualifiers, especially the group of five teams like the American Conference and, lesser conferences, Mountain West, too. They've pushed to have a seat at the table and in a league where your opportunities are not as great to get those marquee wins, right? Like, I know some of those schools do kind of step out and try to schedule where they can, but, if say a school like, I'm just throwing a name out there because I saw somebody tweet about them earlier today, Wyoming, right, gets a 12-0 season somehow just by sheer stroke of luck, but they don't have an opportunity to win a conference championship game. Now, granted, I would hope a 12-0 team is, in that best 12 regardless, but maybe they don't have a marquee win. So in the eyes of the CFP committee, they're like, hey, sorry, but you're left out. We're going to take this 11-1 team that's from the SEC because they went to Bama and lost by 3 or something. I don't know. That's an argument. I feel like we've kind of seen them kind of play that, the mental gymnastics, the CFP committee do the mental gymnastics for before. I think you need to have those automatic qualifiers, especially if you're a group of five squad, because if it's just the best 12, I'm not sure you're guaranteed a seat at the table because you could have 6 SEC teams, 4 Big Ten teams and 2 Big 12 teams. Just thinking ahead to 2024, you could have the thing dominated by 1, 2, maybe 3 conferences, and that be it. And some really good teams get shut out.
Yeah, it's less messy. I don't know. Maybe that's not the right word, but it's cleaner to just have some automatic qualifiers in there, and then I don't know about you, but some of the kind of dialogue closer to the end of the season gets really just annoying and frustrating when people are like, well, I beat this team, or we only lost to this team by three, and you know, our schedule is so much more difficult, and it's just so nitpicky and just not very productive at all when it comes to the college football realm. And I think if you have some of those, that's still going to exist, but if you have zero qualifiers, automatic qualifiers, then it's going to be, you know, 10 times worse, because then a lot of the rankings are going to be artificial, being like, you know, why did you rank this team higher than this team when this team, it's happened before, they've lost to a team below them, and it's just kind of confusing, and some of the rankings at times can seem artificially inflated, where this team is only ranked this high because they beat, I don't know, like A&M early in the season last year or something like that, when A&M was ranked really high. And then you go back, oh, well, we beat a top 10 team. Yeah, but it's A&M. Like,
who subsequently lost to Appalachian State at home, right?
Right, like, yeah, so it does not mean anything. So some of it's just kind of not really productive conversations around it. So the automatic qualifiers help cut some of that out, I think.
In the 5+7 model, the five highest ranked conference champions would get those automatic qualifiers, and the seven next highest ranked teams get the at-large spot. That guarantees that at least one group of five champion will earn a bid into the playoff. Who that is, I mean, it's likely to be the American, right? They're probably the strongest of, you know, the group of five teams. Mountain West, probably a close second. So you could see a Boise State or a San Diego State. I'm just trying to think of, you know, good Mountain West teams. There are several good ones. Fresno State has had some good years here over the last few seasons, too. But that guarantees those automatic qualifiers. You still get that group of five champion. You kind of maybe lessen the blow a little bit. Dellinger points out with a 6+6 model, that guarantees at least two group of five champions. So for the group of five conference, right, or the group of five conferences, if you stick with 5+7, at least you still get a seat at the table. But the best 12 model essentially is just what we've seen, just expanded out by eight teams. And Dellinger points out Mark Keenum, who is the Mississippi State president. He is also the chair of the CFP Board of Managers. Proposed this last year, did not get enough support. We'll see if things have changed. But certainly is an interesting discussion. Again, August 30th is the day in which this meeting is set to take place. Plenty of other questions. Dealing with, you know, the Pac-12 and how this goes forward. If the Pac-12 does indeed merge, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, with, say, the Mountain West or the American, is it considered a power conference if it's the four teams from, you know, the conference formerly known as the Pac-12 and then just the Mountain West? How is that viewed? How does the format change if the Pac-12 does scrape together a league at the last minute here and maybe make some additions of their own, maybe get themselves up off the mat? Still plenty of questions to be dealt with this, but I thought rather interesting stuff from Ross Dellinger yesterday. Coming up on 2:43, Spencer on Sports with you here for a Wednesday, 16th day of August of 2023. Back in a couple minutes with a little bit more football talk, might get into a little basketball and some baseball too after this here on KGYM.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever, with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today, or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
2:45 Wednesday edition of Spencer at Sports, rolling on here on a Wednesday afternoon. That's why it's called the Wednesday edition of Spencer on Sports, in case you couldn't figure that out. 319-366-1600. The Twins had a 4-0 lead. Keyword of that sentence is had. Now it's gone. Tigers lead 7-4, top half of the eighth. 2-home run day for Spencer Torkelson. One of my favorite players solely because his name is Spencer. I've said that before on the show. Riley Green with a home run and a RBI triple as well, as the Tigers have roared back to take the lead on the Twins up at Target Field. Check out that full baseball scoreboard coming up here in just a little bit. A lot of the action is still under the lights tonight, including many of the regional games. We'll get you that scoreboard update before we're off the air here today. At 319-366-1600. Interesting stuff from the basketball world. We've talked about this before on the program when they came up with the idea, but the NBA announcing the schedule yesterday for its first ever in-season tournament. We've heard of the play-in tournament. Now they have this in-season tournament, which starts up on November 3rd. There are some marquee matchups as part of this, and it's essentially, if you haven't heard of this, maybe you're not a big NBA fan, but they came up with this idea. It's an annual competition that starts this first run this year, and it's all 30 teams vying for the NBA Cup. Basically, it's a two-stage tournament. The first group, first stage, I should say, has group play involving each franchise, and then there's a knockout stage in which the field gets down to just 8 teams. Those group stage games are in November. The winners of each group, along with the second-place team with the best record in each conference, will move on. There's quarterfinal games in early December, semifinals to follow, and the final is December 9th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The schedule is pretty enticing. I've been watching more and more NBA over the last decade or so. Again, I've said I've always been a basketball fan, always been a Bucks fan growing up in Wisconsin. The Bucks were terrible largely when I was a kid, save for a few years in the 99-01 range. But since Giannis has become a superstar in the league, I've been following the NBA more and more. And certainly are some interesting matchups to start up the in-season tournament. You've got the Bucks taking on the Knicks right away November 3rd. You've got the Nuggets and the Mavs that night as well. Lakers and Suns, LeBron versus KD and Devin Booker, Bradley Beal as well. So some interesting matchups. The Kings taking on the Spurs for fans of Keegan Murray. Get to see him take on Victor Wembanyama, his team versus Wemby's team on November 17th and more. I won't run through the entire schedule for you, but certainly is an interesting concept. The play-in tournament at the end of the season idea has grown on me. I love it. I think it's fun to watch. I am not sure I'm a fan of the in-season tournament, but I think I see the point here. It's to add meaning to regular season games, and I know one big thing, and for, again, those of you that don't follow the NBA maybe as closely, but one big thing that I know Adam Silver has been asked about and has said he wants to do something about is the whole load management thing. And really, you know, and this is true for, I guess, really any sport, but it's even more so true in the NBA. Regular season NBA and playoff NBA are two totally different animals. If you didn't watch a single regular season game and you only watched the playoffs, I mean, I get it, because a lot of these regular season games are meaningless, and especially for, you know, A, the players who have to play 82 games plus the playoffs, which goes all the way into June. I could see why, you know, they need to worry about their health. They got to be healthy. They got to be on the court and playing to get the money, right? And so that's certainly one side of the coin. But for fans, it's disappointing, because you don't, you buy tickets, you're essentially taking a chance that somebody you really want to see might not be playing because of, again, load management. So I don't know, Isaac, what do you think? Do you think a in-season tournament to make it more enticing for, I guess, both players and fans to pay attention to the regular season, to care about the regular season, is a good move, or is it kind of a wait-and-see approach for you?
I don't know if this is the solution to making the regular season matter. Unfortunately, I do like that they added some requirements to awards. I think that was a good idea. I think it's 65 games minimum you have to play to win MVP awards, Defensive Player of the Year awards, you know, all NBA teams, stuff like that. So I think that was a good move. I don't know how, I don't see really the incentive for the players really to care still.
Unless you really want to win the NBA Cup.
Yeah, I don't. You know? And that's not, that might be something long-term that might be successful, where it might kind of come up in some legacy debates. Then maybe it kind of develops. But at least initially right now, it's not going to matter at the end of the career, where, you know, you talk about someone's playing career and they've won 4 NBA Cups, and you can be like, okay, that doesn't matter. I mean, MJ didn't even have a chance to win one. Does that make him less of a player than, I don't know, just like Andre Drummond or someone like that, who maybe would have happened to win a couple or something like that? So again, I don't know if it's really going to motivate players. I think it might intrigue some fans.
Right.
So I think it might entice fans to care a little bit more, but I don't know how much it's going to entice players with just bonuses and,
You get a cup and trophy.
Yeah, you get a trophy. At least initially. I do like that the NBA is trying, though. That's one thing for sure that they have to do. They have to figure out how to add importance to the regular season, because obviously you can't be like the NFL, because NFL, they can't play too many games or anything like that. And the NBA is not going to cut their season down, even though I think that's probably the answer. The NBA is not going to do it, because that's less money for them.
And important to point out, every team's still going to play 82 games.
Right. Yeah.
This is part of the 82 you're playing. So
it's still regular season games, right, but it's like,
they're just adding
a
title onto it, right? It's just, it's kind of, I don't know. I primarily watch the Bucks. If there's an NBA game on, like NBA Friday, or, you know, the Saturday night games, especially in the second half of the season, are always fun to watch, the marquee matchups and stuff. And I'm going to take time out to watch, you know, Keegan and Chris Murray and some other guys with Iowa ties, just so we could talk about it here on the show. I'm interested to see Wembanyama's first year. I think we all are, right, with that. And Portland, you know, too, that whole Dame situation aside, Scoot Henderson and Shaden Sharp and
really
Chris Murray.
Really exciting young roster.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Rockets, I think, are going to be a solid up-and-coming team here
with
this EA year.
And everything, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it does it make me want to watch the NBA more? I'm still about the same level of interest that I am, especially in November, because football's still going on. You know, college basketball starts up later in the month. I'm still mostly in football mode for the first month and a half, 2 months of the NBA season as it is. So my NBA viewing goes up in January.
Yeah.
When, you know, we're closer to
the trade deadline.
things mattering and things meaning stuff. So, it's certainly interesting, but my interest level is not heightened by this at all. 319-366-1600. Quick 60-second break. We'll check out the baseball scoreboard and more after this.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Be more cyber zen. Get NordVPN. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers, secure your devices from malware-infected downloads, and block access to malicious websites. With NordVPN, enjoy internet without trackers, without malicious websites, without malware-ridden files. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com.
Back at 2:54, Spencer at Sports. A few more minutes here with you on a Wednesday afternoon through a 9366-1600. A couple good texts coming in on the text line before we get out of here. 4010, apologize, didn't see this earlier, but asking about divisions in the Big Ten. The Big Ten has said, even with 18 teams, they are not going back to divisions. They're going to be one big happy family, but a good question nonetheless. 4010 asking, do you see any way of going into next season in the Big Ten without there being at least two divisions? Saying, I think if all 18 teams were in one division, that would make the tiebreaker, if there are ties, a nightmare. I would agree with you, but the Big Ten has come out and said to national reporters, I believe Adam Rittenberg from ESPN and Scott Docterman from The Athletic, I was listening to interviews, podcasts with both of them, and they both said the Big Ten come out and said, we're not going back to divisions. Even though you'd think it would make sense, right? 18 teams in one conference, how are you going to make that work? It's going to be the top, the middle, and the bottom. And I think that's just the way it's going to be. Maybe they reevaluate, I don't know, but as of now, they're not going back. And I agree. I think it's going to be a headache to figure out, but let's be honest, like, out of the 18, how many are actually going to be in contention? Four?
Yeah,
five?
Probably, yeah.
Oregon, USC, Ohio State, Michigan,
Penn State,
Wisconsin. Depends.
Every now and then, maybe you get a Washington.
Right.
Maybe every now and then.
I mean,
Iowa's going to
be good, but will they be at the top of the 18
team? Every now and then,
they
can pull off some upsets, right, but not consistently.
I agree, though. It's going to be messy going forward without those divisions. But the Big Ten has chosen this bed, and they're going to lie in it. That is for sure. 9357 commenting on the NBA scheduling thing, saying if they can't play a full season, then cut it in half. We keep hearing they're the best athletes in the world, but they can't even play when they are healthy. It just, that divide, right? The regular season versus the postseason. It's just so stark in the NBA. And I think the NBA should cut. What's an, we've talked about this for baseball. What's an ideal number for the NBA? They're
the
82
60s.
Now.
I think in the 60s.
62? Cut off 20, maybe?
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot more where you have maybe,
and then maybe you do the in-season tournament.
Yeah, you can fill out the extra space there, yeah, and have it be a completely separate competition.
Right.
I like that idea more.
Yeah.
But
so,
again, they're never going to cut
no
games.
Again, it's just
money.
Like they're not going to, it's just like conferences are not going to kick lesser schools out of conferences, like,
right,
Rutgers is never going to be relegated because then the Big Ten loses the New York market. You're not going to willingly say, we want less people watching our games.
Yeah.
We want less people being interested in our product. That sounds like something Major League Baseball would do, right? Like, let's black out more people. Make it harder to watch people, or have people watch games.
I think if you made the NBA Cup happen before the regular season, kind of like an intro, and then you have the regular season start after the NBA Cup, kind of like a preseason champion sort of thing, I think it'd be a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, people get paid a lot more to come up with ideas like that at the NBA, but I think that'd be a lot more intriguing to fans, in my opinion. At least it sounds better to me.
We're just radio guys here in Eastern Iowa talking about this. We come up with good ideas. They don't listen to us. That's why we're radio guys, and they're execs in Secaucus, New York, and reviewing things and all that good stuff. But I, like I said, with the NBA in-season tournament, my interest level is still about the same. I'll watch the Bucks games. If it doesn't interfere with a Packers game or a college football game, I'll watch the Bucks. And if it does, well, I guess I'm watching college football. That's my general attitude about it. All right, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate your interaction. Gym class is next. You got fantasy football, fantasy baseball questions. Chris List joining the show coming up here today, just after 3:30. So enjoy the gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brabelkamp, 4 till 6 today, as well as local programming rolls on here on 1600 KGYM. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports.